Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Hello again, everyone. So this morning, or this afternoon, or this evening, wherever you may be, we're going to talk about nanotechnology, just by way of an introduction to what could be one of the biggest scientific and technological breakthroughs in our history. Nanotechnology is the design, characterization, production, and application of structures, devices, and systems by controlling shape and size at nanometer scale. A nano being 1/1,000,000,000th of a meter. 1/1,000,000,000th of a meter. So it's science, engineering, and technology at a tiny scale. Now, while this has only been around for the last 40 years or so, nanotech has already been used in a variety of different ways, including being used in everyday materials, electronics, and medicine, for example. However, nanotech is something for the future, with it potentially being environmentally redeeming, both improving the way we harness energy and the way in which that energy is used. Although it does possess many benefits, nanotech, like everything else, does come with drawbacks as well. So what is it and how do we use it? Nanotech is seen as one of the fastest growing ways in which we're contributing, developing, and improving many sectors of our lives. Although the size of nanoparticles are hard to comprehend, the worldwide investment into nanotech has been estimated to be just under $250 billion, or approximately £180 billion. Now, with this much investment, it's most likely inevitable that nanotech will become increasingly more influential in our lives. As mentioned a moment ago, nanotech can be utilized in a wide variety of sectors that could improve our society, and these include, for example, electronics. Well, when designing electronics, engineers and designers will always be striving to make the most effective piece of equipment available. In doing so, they'll often try to use the smallest and yet the most powerful processors, motherboards, microchips, storage devices, and anything else that will make their product better. Nanotech is helping to improve these electronic devices as it can be utilized to create smaller, quicker, more powerful and lighter devices. Now, given that a tennis ball is 100 million times bigger than a nanoparticle, it's easy to see why and how nanotechnology is being used to cultivate and improve electronic devices. Many new devices like TVs, laptops, cameras, mobile phones, they all use nanotechnology. OLED TVs, known as organic light-emitting diodes, use nanostructured polymers to create screens that last longer and are brighter than the average. What about energy? Well, with more research into energy consumption and renewable energy resources, it's no wonder that many companies have turned to nanotech to help achieve efficient energy sources. Kyoto University in Japan developed a new semiconductor which allowed solar panels to double the amount of light they converted into energy. Nanotech can also create longer-lasting batteries which can be enabled to allow for more energy to be stored. Another example of this, how microtechnology is being developed to improve energy production, is its use to create an epoxy containing carbon nanotubes which can make windmill blades stronger and lower in weight, which increases how much energy can be harnessed from renewable resources. When it comes to medicines, because of their tiny size, nanoparticles and nanomaterials are able to effectively discover, diagnose, combat, and control harmful diseases and cancers. Again, their size is beneficial in this, as it allows them to target the individual cells and not damage the other cells around them. Brain cancer is one of the hardest cancers to detect and treat because of the vulnerability of the brain and also the difficulty of getting into it. However, anti-cancer drugs, which have been successfully created with the use of nanomaterials, are able to get past barriers like the blood-brain barrier, which other treatments wouldn't have been able to, and as a result, they can be released at therapeutic concentrations in the brain. So how about the environment? Well, nanotech has also been implemented environmentally with the use, for example, of air and water filtration and purification systems, leading to healthier and cleaner water and air. Now, you know, a catalyst is something that is used either to begin or speed up a chemical process. However, nanocatalysts have now been successfully created and are being used to make chemical reactions more effective and efficient, as well as being less polluting. Fabric and the clothes that we wear. Nanotech has been implemented into fabrics and textiles as well, with there being the possibility of creating what's known as smart fabrics. These fabrics will be able to avoid being creased and wrinkled, as well as be stronger and more difficult to rip and tear. So, what about the disadvantages of nanotechnology? As with all things, it's not 100% perfect. Now, whilst it poses a great many benefits, there are drawbacks as well. As with everything in life, we must weigh up both the positive and the negative factors in order to determine whether that individual thing, be it nanotech or anything else humans will develop, will actually improve the overall life for future generations. We know of the positives that nanotech has to offer, but what about the negatives? How about it being weaponized? One of the biggest worries involving nanotech is the potential for it to be weaponized. If something can be utilized for good, then it can be utilized for bad as well. If cells can be repaired, they can also be damaged. In a worst-case scenario, an entire population could be wiped out whilst leaving the infrastructure and the resources intact. It would be wise to place nanotech countermeasures in place just in case, particularly if nanotech is going to become more involved in society, especially seeing that the technology could self-replicate, resulting in an even harder threat to combat. Have a look at our AI podcast. We said the same thing there about artificial intelligences. What about disease? As nanotechnology is created from nanoparticles, it's possible to inhale these certain particles. And unfortunately, there are already many incidents and records of people who have inhaled. This isn't to say that by inhaling nanoparticles, you'll automatically get a new disease that's potentially untreatable. However, it is a possibility that could happen, which could result in more lung or heart problems in the future. What about toxins? Well, while it does good for the environment, just like it can do with our health, nanotech can also be harmful to the environment. Due to its nature, there's a possibility it could be created to use new toxins and pollutants, which could harm living organisms like trees, plants, animals, and humans. What about employment? The levels of employment in certain sectors could also be affected by nanoparticles and nanotechnologies. With the way in which nanotech is produced, the effect that it has, redundant, less effective and less efficient materials, and the changes in production, nanotech could destroy certain jobs. For example, many jobs in the agricultural centre might struggle to survive due to the efficiency of nanotech against slower human work. The silver lining of this, however, is that nanotech will also create jobs. Nanotech is exciting and it is new. It has the ability to change the way we live and the way in which we go about solving our problems, not just in one area, but many. But as stated, it's not all fun and games. Nanotech can be very dangerous indeed. Of course, over time, as more research is done, more nanotech is implemented into society, the better we'll be able to determine whether or not nanotech is the way forward for humanity to clean up its act for the benefit of the planet and its inhabitants. So, lots to think about. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.